家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我最近啊，读到一则新闻，是这个央视财经频道做的一个调查，一个 survey，然后那个调查是说 60% 的受访者都有一个兼职工作，就除了他们的全职工作以外。
Wow, everybody's working pretty hard over there.
As a boss, 我首先想说Is that allowed?
Yeah, and as an employee who may or may not be working on the side, I am going to keep my mouth shut.
马上觉得很不安。但 anyway, 这调查里面他其实说现在我们的这个 the nature of our work has changed.
Right.
对吧？工作的性质形式都有很多新的发展，然后就有 more flexibility,
right.
both for the employee and for the employer.
Right.
So it could be a win-win situation.
Hope so.
那今天呢，我们就要跟大家分享一下兼职，因为既然60%的人都在兼职，你说不定也在兼职。咱们就来学一下兼职相关的英语啊。
Okay, so we should probably start with the word part-time.
是兼职工作，对吧？
Or should we start with full-time?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
I have great ideas. My part-time boss says my ideas are the best.
好啦，那全职工作当然就是 it's your...
Your full-time job.
Yeah, or 我们会讲 full-time employment, right?
Right, yeah, that's what the bank is going to ask you, or the government. But yeah, generally speaking, when you're talking to your friends or people in your daily lives, you just say, my full-time job.
没错。但 Adam, 你有没有听过中文有一个说法铁饭碗
Sure have.
铁饭碗现在也越来越少了啊。英文里面你们会说 iron bowl 吗这有什么好笑
Well, because I remember before, when I learned this, that the teacher also told me that you guys had 金饭碗
对是 golden bowl.
The golden bowl,right? And so gold, we have a lot of phrases with golden.But no, we don't use bowl. I guess bowls aren't as important to us.
对这个饭碗，反正铁饭碗说的。我后来到加拿大以后，发现加拿大有很多的工作，特别这种 government jobs，
right?
还是 iron bowl 铁饭碗。比如说我先生的妹妹啊 ，my sister-in-law， 她最近找到一个新工作，她就很兴奋。她说 ，it's a permanent position， 因为是一个政府的工作、
right.
就是铁饭碗。She says they can't fire me。然后我说。如果你工作业绩很差呢他说、oh, they can't fire me
yeah yeah
真的吗、
you know I'm not a labor lawyer here however my growing up you know my father had one of these quote-unquote permanent government jobs they're permanent until they are no longer permanent
是是是可能 有的时候有一些什么 restructuring、
right, 改变、exactly.
是吧好前面你说英文里有很多和 gold或 golden 相关的 phrase.
Right, so the first one that comes to mind is golden parachute.
黄金降落伞哇这听起来太高级了吧。
Not really. I mean, you think about when you're like leaving a company, you get a really nice package. Of course, this isn't for
everyone.
This is for the boss's 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 boss.
就是 chief 什么什么
right.
C 什么什么、
right.
对吧。
Yeah, exactly. So when they leave, they can kind of jump out. but they have their golden parachute, so they will land. They don't need to work.
对，但是也有很多就是在 corporate world 这种企业很好的工作啊，这个也可以说是像 golden handcuffs.
Yeah, so this one, I guess it goes to show how little I know about the corporate world. I had to argue with Jenny about this. Handcuffs, doesn't that sound pretty negative?
Handcuffs 是手铐。
Right.
但如果这个手铐是金的是什么意思呢？ Well, actually, it refers to 就是一个工作 you know, you've got a nice pay and maybe the benefits are good.
You're not going to leave.
You're not going to leave.但是可能对你的事业发展也不一定很好
right.
你就 kind of stuck 在那里 but it's a you know you're still in a pretty good situation
right,
right? 好那么多 full-time job 讲完了以后我们还是到今天的正题、
oh, right.
正题 new forms of employment、新的这些工作的形式啊就是兼职的工作
okay
好，那兼职呢很多朋友应该会知道这个词这个说法
part-time job
因为前面是 full-time, 这个就是对应 part-time.
Right. Now, the thing is, in today's economy, people, of course, they do have part-time jobs. Some people do. But that's not really what that survey you were talking about before was identifying, in my humble opinion.
对。就是前面说的那个 CCTV 的调查以及现在你跟很多人聊他的那个兼职是 on top of their full-time job.
Right, right.
是吧就是他又有一个全职的工作但是呢 on the side 有一些自己兼职做的活所以这个和 part-time job 还是有一点点不一样是吗
Right, because part-time job you probably also have a boss. It's like a full-time job except you don't have those golden handcuffs.
没有 benefits,
right.
然后你的 hours 比较少然后 less stability.
Right, 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 right.
对我觉得 part-time job 更多是 you don't have a full-time job. You only have one or maybe several part-time jobs.
Right, right. Or like maybe on your team at work, there is someone who is a part-timer.
是
maybe it's, who knows, a mother returning to the workforce after taking care of babies. Maybe it's a college student.
对对对。所以这种 part-time job 呢你可以说 you know, I have a part-time job.
This is my part-time job.
对 or
my part-time job is. Yeah,
对
exactly.
好 anyways, 这个比较 old fashion, 也不是 old fashion, 这是大家比较熟悉的。现在我们来讲讲就是越来越多的人 on top of their full-time job, in addition to it, 他额外还有一个兼职的工作。那这个时候我们应该用什么词呢?
One of my favorite words, gig.
哦，这个 gig 不是我们买手机内存什么64GB gigabyte 不是对吧
？Yeah, no, not, same pronunciation. So gig, not geek. You don't want to say geek here. So gig, gig.
G I G.
Right.
Gig. Why is it your favorite word?
Because I am also a musician. And so musicians, of course, have gigs.
Gigs.
This is where this word comes from. It basically just means you're.Not necessarily your job, but like maybe it could be a big concert. It could be a small concert. It could be not a concert, but just like playing to nobody. But you get paid for it.
对，所以 gig 最以前是用在这种形容搞音乐的人。
Right.
他可能到酒吧驻唱啊、mm-hmm. 或者有一些什么参加演出啊这些。So they have gigs.
Right.
然后它也可以作为一个动词使用，就是 they're always gigging.
Always gigging, yeah, exactly.
但是后来，像网约车啦，这个滴滴 Uber 的出现，还有送外卖啊这些，它后来都变成了 gigs.
Gigs, yeah,
都被称之为 gigs.
Right, so that was the takeoff, or that was the start of the gig economy. Even before that, people were already using the word gig as like, this is my gig.Like, meaning this is my job. But now, yeah, it is much more clearly used to talk about delivering food, driving people.
就这种形态的工作、
right.
对吧就是这样的一个兼职的经济 gig economy.、Mm-hmm. 然后我觉得这两年还有新兴的一个词呢是 side gig.
Yes.
In addition to a full-time job, you might haveA side gig, or you have a few side gigs.
Right, so you're a teacher at a public school, but on the weekends you teach driving.
Or you teach, I don't know, you tutor or something.
Sure.
或者你自己有一个什么 hobby 跟你的 full-time job 没有任何的关系。
Right.
但是你可以用它赚钱，这就是你的一个 side gig.
Right.
对不对？好，那除了 side gig 以外呢，另外还有一个 side 的说法。
Okay, a side of fries, side of salad.
No, 我们不在点菜，不是在点 sides 配菜。I'm talking about side hustle.
Okay, side hustle. So this really makes me think about somebody who's trying to sell you something.I mean, of course, when you're gigging, you're selling your time. But this is more like...you know, hey, I got this really good investment.
你这个真听起来有点不靠谱。
Well, hustle is, I mean, to hustle someone can mean to cheat.
不靠谱啊。
It doesn't always mean, you know, something good here. It can mean both. So if someone is a hustler, for example, that can mean he is either somebody who works
really hard,
really hard, or he's a 骗子。
但是我们今天说的跟兼职相关的这个 hustle 是好的。
Right.
是中性的职场
Right. So again, though, this gives me the impression, though, that they are selling something.、
Mm.
Maybe it's theirs, like, maybe it's not theirs, whereas a gig...You know, they're making a cake because people asked them to make a cake. Driving Uber, you know, they downloaded an app.
就是有一个明确的需求, right? Mm.
Right. But side hustle is kind of, you know, like...
你要自己 create 那个需求。
Yes.
好，所以 hustle 这个词 well, I mean, it's, we talk about this word maybe every show or every other show. 我最早学这个词是在一个小 phrase 短语 hustle and bustle.
Right.
就是形容一个大都市
It's New York City, right?
Or 上海北京很繁华对不对
Right.
现在这个 hustle 呢作为动词它的意思就是我们刚刚教大家的啊
Right.
So you might have a side hustle or you can even use side hustle as a verb, right?
Sure.
好那我觉得其实 side gig,、side hustle 都是在英文媒体啊形容我们今天这种兼职形态的工作大家会常常看到的两个词、
mm.
那这也是两个这几年比较新比较红的词那现在 let's look at something 很老的很 old fashioned 的、
okay.
好吧
Okay, alright So back in the day、before there were so many lights in the sky、
mm.
all of these airplanes and satellites and office towers people used to look at the moon
月亮
There used to be the light of the moon shining down upon us all.
月光、
mm.
这和兼职有什么关系呢
Because when did you do your full-time job and more importantly, when did you finish your full-time job?、
Oh.
Do it in the daytime. So that means if you have time to do something else, you do it at night.
Night, okay. 所以有一个兼职的说法就叫做
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting.
Yeah, moonlighting as something. So this one is kind of interesting because it goes back to what we were saying before. It's generally not like a teacher who is tutoring students、at night.、
Mm.
That's not really moonlighting. But if the teacher was like a superhero at night, you know, he went to like fight crime.That would be something so different.
Oh, so it's just 和你那个全职工作非常不一样的一个兼职工作
Right.
比如说他是一个 teacher, 或者我不知道什么程序员哥哥 computer programmer, but they also moonlight as a singer.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Now, one thing that is interesting to wrap this into what we were saying at the beginning is, you know, a lot of bosses are kind of...looking at survey results like this and thinking, what, 60%?
对
You know, because now our working day is not as clear as it used to be.
啊、你说那个 9-to-5.
Right, because a lot of us are going to be working at home for the、
right.
foreseeable future.、
Yeah.
So how can bosses really keep track of that? So people won't really be moonlighting、mm. because probably they're going to be doing their two jobs at once. They probably already have been doing that for a long time.
对，因为现在很多工作，你就是只要你有网络，你有手机就可以了，你不需要走出去，是不是？ Well, it requires you to be able to multitask really well.
Yeah.
So multitask, or you will hear multitask.
Yeah.
意思就是你可以一个时间做 multiple 很多的事情
Right, yeah. I have a hard enough time unitasking.
一个事情也做不好
So yeah, multitasking is not really my strong suit.
好，英文不是还有一个说法，就是说一个人multitasking, multitasker 什么都能做，是 jack of all trades, 是吧
Yeah, so jack of all trades really means you can do one of two things.
是什么
You can either do everything、
嗯、
or you are not good at anything.
Anything. 所以这个、说法大家用起来要很小心啊。它可以是很 positive 的。
Right.
比如、oh, Adam is a jack of all trades.
Right.
什么都会。但如果你说、Adam is just a jack of all trades.
Right. You can finish it off with master of none.
什么都不精对不对、mm.好，那总之我觉得今天的节目还是有意思和有意义的点在于我们的 new forms of economy、
right.
不断在涌现然后 the nature of work has really evolved a lot、可能对于、employee 和 employer 来说都有一些新的思考一些新的机会、啊
mm.
对 好，那今天节目的最后呢，我们要问问大家 ，Do you have a side gig?
Yes. Does your boss know, like my boss knows, about your side gig? Is your boss as forgiving and as beautiful as mine?
好了，大家可以在节目的留言专区告诉我们，然后呢，在留言专区最好不要碰到你的 boss. 好 ，We hope you like today's show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.